listening to Men's Health Live with Peter Moore and Greg Stebbin. For more great content, visit ernlive.com. That's ernlive.com.
Welcome back to Men's Health Live from the world's best-selling men's lifestyle magazine, Men's Health.
Welcome back to Men's Health Live. We're the radio show from the magazine Men's Health and menshealth.com. I'm Greg Stebbin here with the editor of Men's Health, Peter Moore, and also Ben Cord, another editor here at Men's Health. And we're with three very special guys. We're with Kevon Lake, Finney Akers, and Noah Galloway. The three are the three contestants for the Ultimate Men's Health Guy Challenge. Noah, we don't want to ignore you. As Noah said during the break, he said, it's okay. You don't need to give me any time. I only need 5 or 10 seconds to tell people that I'll be on the cover of Men's Health. So I've already detected, Noah, that you have a pretty good ego on you.
I've been told that before, yeah.
So you are in remarkable shape. All three of you are. But your story, in some ways, about how you got in shape really circles almost completely around your commitment to building your body. And it started with something that happened to you during your second tour of duty in the Middle East. Can you tell us what happened and what's happened since?
Yeah, my second deployment to Iraq, I was in the invasion in 2003, and I went back on my second deployment and was injured by a roadside bomb. Woke up 6 days later in a hospital at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center in D.C., and was all news to me from my mom, because I had no idea how I got there, that I'd lost my left arm above the elbow and left leg above the knee. And fitness was always a big part of my life. I got into working out and sneaking into a gym at a community center when I was 13. But I kind of let that fall aside and went through some serious depression, started drinking a lot, you know, just didn't take care of myself. And I was just, every time I looked in the mirror, I saw my injuries. And then one day I saw that what I was doing to the rest of my body, and I joined a 24-hour gym and started working out about 2 a.m. and figuring out new ways to work out.
Were you going at 2 a.m. because you didn't want people to see
you? I didn't want to be seen. I didn't want anybody to see me. I was embarrassed. And there was nothing out there.
Were you embarrassed because of the shape you had let your body get into, or because of your injuries, or both?
All of it. You know, because I was out of shape and because of my injury, it was just the whole thing. I didn't want anybody to see me going in there and tinkering around with the equipment and trying to see what worked and what didn't.
So you literally had to invent. You had to invent fitness routines to work around your injuries, which you're missing.
I did. And you know, I was talking to a friend the other day, and it was as exciting as it was when I was 13, 14 years old. And learning how to work out. So it actually became very exciting after I started to figure it out.
And so what got you up to April of last year when you decided to enter this contest?
Well, you know, I'd gotten into good shape. I made a comment to a couple of friends that I think I have a legitimate story to be in a fitness magazine, you know, to be in Men's Health. I just didn't know how that was going to happen. I'm not, you know, a celebrity that would be on their radar. And it was mentioned to me that this contest was going to happen, and I get busy. I forgot about it, and it was probably a month into the contest. On Facebook, another friend shared the story saying, hey, vote for me. And instead of voting for him, I decided to enter.
And I sorry, pal.
It's not Kevon Lake or Finney Akers, right?
And it was about midnight when I entered, and I shared it on Facebook, and I didn't get any sleep that night. I kept refreshing it. People kept sharing it, and it kind of blew up on Facebook overnight. And I made it in the top three online voting, and then in the first place, but then I started getting paranoid. I started reading all these other stories that were incredible. And it was a lot of pressure. And then when I came to New York and I met Finney and Kevon, I mean, they're great-looking guys. Their stories are incredible. And my story's not that impressive anymore. I mean, I feel like I would pull for either one of these guys.
Well, that is I want to thank all three of you for entering this contest. And it's really a thrill to have the three of you representing Men's Health. I can't wait to see Well, the truth is, we already know who won, but we're not going to tell you. But you guys don't know. And I can't wait to watch what happens on Tuesday on the Today Show. And for our listeners, you've got to tune it in because these are three great guys. It thrills me that you guys have become the friends that you have and that you're supporting each other. Obviously, you each want to win. We clearly saw that from Noah. But one of you is going to win. But, you know,
Noah.
I would love to say publicly to Finney and Kevon, you know, really, I do respect their stories, and it would be an honor to come in second to either one of them. But to whoever loses with me, you are in third. I will not come in last.
Guys, I want to thank you for entering the contest. I'm looking forward to seeing one of you be the winner. But as you've all three really said, all three of you are just great, great guys. You really all three represent Men's Health and the Ultimate Men's Health Guy Challenge very, very well. Thank you for coming on the show and sharing your stories. We're Men's Health Live. We'll be right back right after this.
Listening to Men's Health Live, presented by Maserati, the absolute opposite of ordinary. Stay tuned. There's more Men's Health Live to come.